So joining me now are the Centre Bombs. Nice to meet you, fellas.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure to be here.
Looking forward to tonight?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah, we've never done a Hard Rock Hell.
Right.
So, yeah, first time. We did a Highway to Hell maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
2013, but, I think it was.
Yeah, didn't make the cut, unfortunately. But CBFM and Hard Rock Hell play the songs a lot, and which is all we really appreciate because it helps a lot. So it's nice to actually get asked to come and do this one, and we've got Sleaze later in the year as well. So, yeah.
Little acorns and patience. And
Yeah, that's it.
Only taken 5 years.
It's the band paying back, though, because I think you play a lot of gigs anyway, but to come and play somewhere with bands that, you know, big bands you'd pay to go and see as well, that's the bonus of it now. That, you know, we're getting to see.
Does that sort of thing give you all a massive buzz?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's one of those things that to people solid. Who know, that, how's your band doing? Oh, we're doing all right. Oh, we're playing with Skid Row on this, and we're not really playing with them, we're on the same festival as them, but that's something that people go, oh, bloody hell, you are.
That's good enough.
Yeah, it's one of those things that people go, oh, shit,
like we said, our name's on the poster for it as well, so it's promotion from us as well. It's brilliant. It's just such a good experience to have.
And for those people who haven't come across you before, how would you describe what you do?
It's difficult these days. We were a punk band for years,
right?
Straight punk, and then it became like kind of punk metal rock, and now we just do anything really. There's still loads of punk. We're probably out of the Hard Rock Hell scene. We do like faster stuff than most people,
right?
So there's still a lot of punk in it. So some of them say to me, I really like these songs, but some of it was too punk for me. But we still do that. But then we've got some like southern rock songs we do, real like more slow tempo, and then kind of rock and roll ones too. So it's a mix of stuff.
Does that come about over time, that because of the sort of influences you all bring to
it? It's just like a natural progression, really. We're not going in with necessarily an aim. It's just what sort of happens, and sometimes we're surprised by it, because we're like, well, where do we put this song on the album? Because it's nothing like we've ever done before, and that's a good just natural progression of the band, and we continue to do that and just write some different songs. So, you know, just whatever comes out, really.
So the next album's got a 27-minute prog epic. It might have.
If we were allowed,
there's no specific door closed on that, though. That kind of thing can happen and has done before now, and then, you know, we'll shave 3 minutes off here, 5 minutes.
Comes down 4 minutes again.
20 minutes off that bit.
You know, there's no doors closed to that kind of thing. If that's what we wanted to do, then that's what we do.
Just not subscribing to it.
And do you think that's as you've been together as a band and you kind of age a bit, not as much as me, but have you found your tastes in music have changed? And that's
it. I'd say that's the main reason for it. Because we started when we were like 19, 20, so we've been going a long time, and when we started, we weren't very good. And, you know, and people might argue we're not now, but you get better, because we've never really been trained to do it. We just made it up as we've gone along. But like you say, your taste changes. You listen to all your kind of standard stuff early on, but then you start finding other stuff and people recommend and these guys do. And then, of course, when you're writing songs, you always bring that into your songwriting, don't you? Because this is what I'm listening to at the moment, and I love that. I'm going to nick some of that. And then it sounds
good. Very honest. I often ask bands about writing, because I'm obsessed and want to find out stuff. Every time I try, I end up stealing things. Not like melody ideas, but like pinch lines.
Everyone's stealing things, but people don't want to admit it.
Yeah, I'm always a bit suspicious of these people who claim that their songwriting is some kind of like special gift from the heavens. Maybe if you're Tom Waits, but otherwise you're always taking from somebody, and even he's taking from somebody. He's heard something and thought, that's amazing, I really like that chord progression. What could I do with that?
Yeah.
Everybody takes from everybody else. It's what you do with it. If you know, a 1-4-5 progression is the same thing musically, but if you give it to Eddie Van Halen, it'll sound one way. Yeah. If you give it to Brian Setzer, it'll sound another. If you give it to Paco Peña, it'll sound like another thing altogether. You know, it's the same progression. It's what you do with those melodies and those notes. You know, so you're bound to nick from people. You can't help it.
Like we were discussing before, there's only so many chords you can do it with.
Yeah.
So that's it. So you have to nick from people with what you've
got. And everything's derivative, isn't it? Even the bands you think, these are great, it's dead original, and then you see an interview with them, like with someone like you, and you're asking them the question, they go, oh yeah, ours is all from this. Yeah. And you don't hear that. And it's the same, it just keeps going back.
Yeah, I think it's nice when people sort of fess up to that sort of thing. You know what I mean? It's rock and roll.
Yeah.
You
know,
it's not but that's what you want to be know that serious.
No.
As a music lover, though, like when you're discovering a band and you're trying to find out like where those influences come from, then that opens the doors to find out these other bands, and you kind of find you're going further and further, you know, back down, you know, to even older music, which is like a really interesting journey. You might start off with something like Metallica, you find out it was new wave, British heavy metal, and then from that you go to 70s, Black Sabbath, Led Zeppelin, go even further down to like old blues music, and you just take that, and they're all, like you said, it's all derivative of that, and it's quite interesting, and that helps you discover, like, you know, new music and stuff like that by sort of following that path.
And as individuals, do you try and keep your ears open to new stuff so that you're not kind of just going to end up as a band just churning out the same thing with slightly different words?
We can't avoid it because we're playing with all like original bands around our level, so we're hearing new music all the time. We don't play with tribute acts or cover bands, not because we dislike them, just we don't get booked with them. So we're playing with like the Idle Dead, who you've just been talking to. We play with them all the time, so we know their records and we know that's new. And and it's not like you think we'll actively steal from the Idle Dead, but if a riff of theirs is repetitive, it sticks in the back of your mind, and then you start writing everything. Oh, what's that sound like? You don't know. I'll show it to these guys. Next minute it's a song, and then someone goes, "That's the Idle Dead." And it's accidental sometimes with that, you know, in the songwriting. But yeah, no, we're always listening to new stuff, and that's one of the things, like me and Damien, we're always trying to find new stuff to be like, have you heard these? You know, one up each other with always, it, you know, have you heard this yet? Yeah, of course I have. Already got all their albums.
And do you find though, when you've recorded stuff and you've produced your new set of babies, and you, that's right, do you ever listen to it again? Or do you just go, all right, enough, next?
Yeah,
a bit of both.
Yeah,
we've done one at the moment, and we've been listening to it on the way down. So it's getting towards the master stage now. So we hammer it, and you listen to it so much at this point that when it is done, I think for me, I don't want to hear it. I'll play it live because you're trying to sell it after that, aren't you? And get people to hear it, but I don't really want to hear it again for it. And then about a year or so later, when you do it, you go, "Oh, it's really good." Like, how reassuring! Or you hear it and you go, "Shit, that's why I've not been listening to it." There's two ways.
After every track album. Every album, that is.
It's one of those things, because I hear stuff and sort of fall in love with new stuff all the time, and you go like that. And when you meet some of the people, you kind of go, "So, do you ever go back?" And they go, "No." It's genius. Oh, I'm doing something else now.
Yeah.
Once I get a band, it's like I want everything.
Yeah.
And then everything by bands that they've been in before, and everything. Yeah.
Side projects, all the collaborations.
Yeah. So I've always been the same. And it's like, anyway, so I was interviewing one band, and I'm going, "So when you produce something, what happens to the stuff that doesn't make the cut?" And they go, "There isn't anything that doesn't make the cut."
Right.
"What, you use everything?" He said, no, we'll throw away the rest. It's gone. Absolutely gone.
Right.
Wow.
Bonkers.
Nice. You've just ruined my collection.
Trying to find some little songs.
But it's good to have ones that don't make it, because you can put it out again with that on as an extra, or... reissue, because everyone was asking. We play a couple of songs live, and whenever we finish, they go, "What album's that on?" And we've not had it for years, so we've just redone it, put an EP on it that we'd run out of copies of, and put two extra tracks that we'd never released, just try and entice people who'd already got it to buy it again.
Marketing genius.
Exactly what you described, you know, because I'm obsessive about it. If I get into a band, right, I need all this stuff. And then, like you say, where did they play before, or what have they gone on to form, and the members, and then off you go. And then you exhaust it, don't you? Like, I need a new band now. I've done that today.
Oh, I feel better. Right. I feel better it's not just me.
It's the most fun part, I think.
Yeah.
When you stumble on something in the next minute.
Well, thank you ever so much, fellas. Looking forward to seeing you tonight.
Thank you very much for your time.
And,